we've had to say, how are our girls best served? How are we teaching and how are we assessing that these girls are learning what they need to go on to do great things?
Principal Catherine Spillman tells WBFO News dropping Regents has been under consideration for some time, but they just informed their school board this week about the phase-out plan. The school will continue to use the New York State curriculum, but broaden what's being taught in the classroom to expand learning, giving teachers more time to deliver thoughtful material.
To do more interdisciplinary work, working within different disciplines. By now not having to prepare for this one-time exam, we're going to be able to develop assessments, ways of ensuring that we know that the girls are learning.
Traditional exams to gauge student learning will continue, but the school will now develop new academic centers where teachers will collaborate together, combining subjects like math and science.
One of our English teachers, she teaches 11th grade English, and she has the 11th grade Regents exam, and she'll be able to go deeper with authors that she loves because she's going to have a bit more time. She wants to do something with Buffalo authors. Now she's going to not have to kind of feel this pace to get to this June date where she has to have everything done.
Next year, the high school will also add a new wellness and mental health program, providing what will be known as an intentional pause each day for students. Spillman says she believes this new vision will help attract future students to enroll. This past fall, St. Joe's High School in Tonawanda also announced a phase-out of the Regents. At least six other area private and Catholic schools do not provide Regent testing. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.